MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. A proposed economic development plan could lead to more growth and development for Carlsbad's flourishing arts and culture industry. Carlsbad's Pearl of the Pecos Arts and Cultural District, New Mexico Main Street, and Site Southwest saw public input during the first in a series of meetings last week for a plan promoting arts and cultural development in downtown Carlsbad. Main Street Arts and Culture District Executive Director Kat Davis said the community drive for an arts and culture district began in 2016, 2 years later, Carlsbad's application to become a startup program through New Mexico Main Street and the New Mexico Arts Commission was approved. A Hobbs man wanted for violating probation arrested last Thursday. Now he's facing new charges due to what was found at his home. 26-year-old Jose Menchaca of Hobbs wanted for violating his federal probation under narcotics arrest. When officers searched his home, they said they found 7,000 pills suspected to be fentanyl, an ounce and a half of cocaine, an AR-style rifle, and five pistols. One of those guns confirmed to be stolen. Menchaca is currently at the Lee County Detention Center. Additional charges will be filed through the U.S. Attorney's Office. Hobbs man accused of murdering his 29-year-old ex-girlfriend and who fled to Mexico is back in Lee County. Tony Guadalupe Navarrete of Hobbs charged in November with first-degree murder of Vanessa Najir of Hobbs. He was extradited from Mexico back to Lee County January 10th. Navarrete was scheduled for a preliminary hearing Friday, but the hearing was continued to a later date that has not been determined. He's charged with first-degree murder. He was arrested January 7th after a traffic stop. Deputies searched Najira's vehicle and found a .45 caliber shell casing between the rear seat and right rear door near the floorboard. The investigation is ongoing. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.